Mickey Big Breakfast Show presents the Glenmidden Chronicles.
So, without the benefit of funding for the ship, the captain has decided that unless their fortune changes within the next month, they may be forced to sell up and move on. As you can imagine, the crew are horrified at the idea of actually having to work for a living, and they have gathered in the restaurant, giving it some thought.
I wish the captain had let me go down to the Highland Funding folks offices. I'd tell them where they could stick their funding. Imagine, giving it to someone to stick another mast up in the countryside.
Again, and they masts are more sinister than they look. My mother's father's brother's sister's daughter's Jack Russell went berserk one day when they took him out for a walk in the country. It was just like any other day, and they were having a good time when suddenly Jock collapsed on his back with his legs in the air, panting for breath.
Oh, poor Doug.
No, Jock wasn't the Doug. He was my uncle. The walk had been too much for him. No, it was later on, when they were passing one of the masts going out its microwaves, the Doug jumped up and grabbed my auntie's muff. She suffered from chilblains in her horns and started to rip it to bits. Then he turned round and his head started spinning in a circle. Eventually he grabbed his own tail and started to eat it until there was nothing left of him.
And all done because of a mast.
Aye, well, it was either that or the fact he'd been bitten by a rabid dog the day before.
That's dreadful, that poor little dog eating himself like that. Anyway, I don't think those masts are all that bad. My old grandmother in Barra got quite excited when the council came round and told her they were putting a large erection in front of her cottage, which would mean she would be able to get Terry Hogan in bed in the morning.
I can see where you get it, Frey. Mast or nae mast, it means we could be out of work if things didn't pick up.
I could always go out on the docks and sell my services.
Well, if you do, remember to take a bag of change with you when you do go out.
Scotty! No, I mean I could sell my services as an outside caterer. I could do recipes from the rich and sensuous land of Barra, like my gugga and beets, my mink and stoat pasties rolled in real fur, those tiny little snail packages wrapped in puff pastry and dipped in marmite. Oh, my mouth is watering already.
And I'm feeling sick.
Morning, everyone.
Oh my God, do you feel as bad as she looks?
My pet, did you not get a good night's sleep?
Oh, it was okay. The captain was a bit restless, so he played with his Wii for a bit.
His Wii what?
His Wii. It's a game thingy that plugs into the television and you play with it. Anyway, after he had beaten me 7 times, it was 6 o'clock, so I've only had an hour's sleep.
Here, now, get this coffee down you, and I'll put on a full Scottish for you.
Thanks, Maggie.
Well, if this is who you're feeling, old Nelly must be shattered and looking his age.
Good morning, everyone. A cup of your finest coffee, Maggie, and 2 sausages laid end to end on a bridge roll, if you please.
Here, who come? You're so chirpy. Dick's here like death warmed up.
Oh, poor Dick. Yes, we were up all last night playing Chronicles of Narnia, Escape from the Closet on the Wii. Trouble is, I kept getting to the closet door before Dick...
Oh, I know. Why doesn't that surprise me?
Anyway, I've also had some really good news this morning. Sandy brought it to my cabin about 50 minutes ago, and it has now all been confirmed.
What is it?
It can wait until after I've had my breakfast.
So, keeping the rest of the crew and me in suspense, the captain deliberately ate his breakfast as slowly as possible in order to prolong the agony.
Will you stop prolonging the agony and tell us what's happening?
Well, I heard from Calmac this morning and they have no use for our ferry for the next 6 weeks. They were about to lay us off again when suddenly they were asked if they had a vessel that might be suitable for a project fitting into those weeks.
Will he stop waffling and get on with it?
Well, the MV Glenmidden is going to Eyre Harbour, where it's going to be used as a floating art gallery.
Jeez, I thought he said it was good news. An art gallery? That means all the hoity-toity types coming on board and gain it all that.
We're to meet the lady from the Arts Council when we get to Eyre, but I believe it's all about showing off work from new, young, aspiring artists.
So you mean we're not going to meet the likes of Da Vinci or that Michelangelo?
No, they're dead, Maggie. No, these are new, unknown, raw talent covering my ferry with their conceptualism, minimalism and stuff. Their daubings and rubrications going on from morning till dusk. Oh, how ethereal.
I think he's cracked.
I used to paint and do art.
Did you, Dick? What sort of stuff?
Well, I started off doing a bit of frottage and then went on to do brass rubbing before taking up watercolours and oils to do landscapes and al fresco.
Oh, here, I like him.
Who?
Al fresco. Is he not that pub landlord comedian that comes on drinking his beer? Oh, a lovely bald head.
No, Maggie, that's Al Murray. Dick, you didn't tell me you had hidden depths. I'm surprised. Tell me more about this painting of yours.
Back home in Kinlochboydart, there wasn't a lot to do. One day, while cleaning out the goat byre for my mother, I found a couple of tins of old emulsion and some paintbrushes. I showed them to my mother and said I was off to paint something. When I came back and showed her my landscape with Castle Cheerham, she was shocked.
Why? Because it was so good?
No, because she thought I had meant I was off to paint something like the goat shed. It was looking a bit uncared for. Anyway, after that, I took art at school. There were only two of us in the class, myself and Archie Cameron. He had a lazy eye and could only ever finish half a painting.
What sort of things did you paint?
We painted apples and oranges, bowls of flowers, little puppies and kittens, and sometimes Mr. Fletcher, the biography teacher from the next classroom, would come in and pose naked for us.
That's some up-to-date schooling you've got there. Although my old grandmother in Barra used to make a few extra shillings a week by going down to the local art studios and threatening to pose for them.
What became of Archie Cameron?
Oh, he moved abroad and is now a famous painter. I think he settled down in Middlesbrough. He gets a lot of commissions.
I'm no up on these kind of things, but I have to say, I wouldn't think you'd get many commissions in Middlesbrough.
Oh, yes. He got the commissions for the bus shelters and the new council houses, although he still has a lazy eye.
Oh, maybe he only charges them half price.
Scotty, that's not nice making a joke of others' disabilities. How would you like others to make fun out of yours?
The only disability I have, woman, is you dragging ruin after me all the time.
And who else would wash, scrub and starch your drawers?
Aye, and that's another thing. Stop starching my drawers. After putting a new pair on, I kind of sit down for a day and a half until the starch is worn off.
Captain, do you think I could maybe put a painting into the competition? Is there a prize or anything?
Well, yes, there's a prize of £4,000, I believe.
Oh, Captain, I'd love to be able to do it. Can I? Can I, please?
Oh, you know, Dick, I can't resist those big blue cow eyes of yours. Yes, of course you can. You can get painting straight away, and Crawford, you can steer this vessel to Eyre Harbour, as Dick will be busy in my cabin with his brush.
Have you any paints in that?
Oh, no. No, I don't. Ah, well, never mind.
Oh, typical. Gain up as quick as zone. Come down to the engine room later and we'll see what we can cobble together.
And I have a pair of old cami knickers that I never wear anymore. They're a little too tight round the gusset. You can have those for your canvas.
Maggie, Scotty, Captain, you don't know what this means to me. I will be fulfilling my teenage dream.
Oh, don't get me going, Dick. By fulfilling yours, you're fulfilling mine.
Oh, shall we leave them in peace?
Well, we never knew we had an aspiring artist aboard the MV Glenmidden. Although, having said that, we haven't actually seen any of his work yet. So will Maggie's drawers have to be cut down? Will Dick use some sable, acrylic or Harris brushes to paint with? Some of these questions and more next week, same time, same channel on the Glenmidden Chronicles.
You have been listening to the Glenmidden Chronicles. Voices supplied in no particular order by John Wilson, Nick Wakeham, Shona Campbell, and John Grundy. The series was devised by John Grundy and written by Nick Wakeham. This has been an Old Mission House production.